Hey friend, welcome back to Untangle Your Thoughts. Today's topic is something I think that all of us have experienced, and maybe you're experiencing it right now, this fight to be seen. And maybe you even felt like you're being hidden, that nothing you really do seems to get noticed. Maybe you want to be seen by your spouse or your friend or your boss or whatever it is. There's this desire in us sometimes for this fight, this, do you see what I'm doing? And I want to talk about that today. And I want to honor that part of you today. And before we get into that, I wanted to let you know that I have spots open for one-on-one coaching. If you are looking for a Christian mental health coach, I would love to come alongside you, because when you're looking for a Christian mental health coach, you want someone who understands thought patterns and strategies for overcoming what's holding you back, not just because they're certified to teach it, but because they have lived through it. And I've had more than 15 years of experience as a coach, coaching in different fields, and my formal education and extensive practical experience. I just learned that working with women yields the best result when I look at you, the women I work with, as a whole person. So we talk about the emotional health, we talk about the physical health, and we talk about the spiritual health. So go to jessicahuddle.com/mental health coaching. There is an opportunity to book a free 20-minute consultation before we work together, just to figure things out and if we're a good fit, and to see how I can properly help you achieve the things that you want to be free from. Okay, I hope you're ready for today's episode, because I want you to know that God sees you. So let's get to it. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. Let me start by saying, and really honoring, the part of you that is fighting to be seen. God sees and He knows. Not only does God know, but I also know this fight. My clients, my coaching clients know this fight. And I pray that however hidden you feel, you find comfort in knowing that other women are trying to, quote unquote, get loud so they can be heard too. Even the Christian influencers out there that we see on social media, they find themselves in this fight too. No matter how many followers or likes they have, their fight is to be seen by people, and that fight is real, because nothing will ever be enough until we find that enoughness, that's a word, in God. We find ourselves in this fight when what we do, it just feels like it doesn't get attention it deserves, or the attention that we think we deserve. Will anyone notice me? We think to ourselves. And again, this is kind of a layered topic. I get that, because we can't just want to be seen and fight to be seen. We have to find contentment in Christ. But I also understand that when it comes to relationships, there are things that we desire, right? So I'm not saying that it's either or. This is both and, okay? And I think about my own life, of how I have felt this need to be seen. Probably most of my life, I think I felt like I wasn't taken seriously, especially in my 20s. I started my fitness coaching business when I was 22. At the same time, I had bought my first house. And I was really struggling to feel like I could be taken seriously as a 22-year-old entrepreneur. And most of that pressure was probably on myself to prove like I belong here, to make my mark in the world. Now, you don't have to be that 22-year-old person, but you could be that 45-year-old person that shows up to work and you are just doing everything that you can to prove that you deserve XYZ. Some of that just comes from the beliefs that we carry about promotion and God and our work ethic, and just some of it comes from the pain that we've experienced. And so we do things in this life to make up for the pain. And that pain that says no one cares or sees you, it speaks loud, and it speaks in many different ways, doesn't it? It may come out in different ways, such as things that you normally wouldn't do, saying yes to things you don't even want to go to, or saying things you don't even mean in the hope that someone will listen and care. Surely, if I do even more than asked, they will notice. We try to convince ourselves of this. I often find great comfort in a passage of scripture in Hebrews 4, 13 through 16, when fighting this fight. It says, "And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every aspect or respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." This passage of scripture reminds us that we are not hidden from God. He knows and he sees us on an intimate level. And I don't know about you, but like naked and exposed, that feels pretty vulnerable to me. You know, think about this. Nothing is hidden from his sight. No creature is hidden from his sight. That we must all give an account. And it talks about how we have a high priest who is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. And that is why we can have confidence and the courage and the boldness to go to God, because he sees us in our most vulnerable and raw place. And it's not like he doesn't know what we're going through. So even when the world doesn't see us, will the Father seeing us be enough for us? Do we believe he truly sees us and wants to comfort us? And do we allow him to comfort us? Now, again, practically speaking, this might come in the form of other people helping you. And I know a lot of people that will tell me, my coaching clients, people that I go to church with, I don't trust people. How can we allow God to comfort us practically in this world if one of the main ways he does that is through his people and we don't allow it? I'm not excusing hurt. I'm not excusing pain. But let us think about that for a moment. Take a moment to think about the person you want to see you right now. And if they didn't, would the Father be enough to make you smile again? Again, I know this is a layered topic, but in that, one thing remains true. If we depend on them seeing us, then we become dependent on their approval of us. Despite feeling unnoticed, misunderstood, one simple truth keeps me standing, that God does. And it took me a long time to even believe that. So if you're thinking how nice that sounds, but how does that even happen? It really does take time in training yourself for godliness. I work through a lot of that with my clients, this idea of reframing their thoughts and renewing their minds. It really comes down to changing thought patterns. But we work on that together because our thoughts become our feelings and our beliefs become our behaviors. So let's look at this just in a couple of practical ways. Acknowledging your feelings. recognizing and acknowledging the doubts or uncertainties that you may have about feeling seen by God. It's normal to have moments of doubt or questioning, but where does that come from? What belief are you carrying that you feel like you aren't seen by God? And typically that's a belief about God. I want you to just think about reflecting on scripture, spend time reading and meditating on scriptures that are true about his character and affirm them of God's presence and awareness of you. Psalm 139, 1 through 3, Matthew 10, 29 through 31. It's just this idea that God's intimate knowledge of you. I want you to think about listening to his voice, listening for his voice, to be attentive to the ways in which God may be speaking to you through his word, through the still, small voice of the Spirit, to trust in his promises. What are those promises over you? Do you know what they are? And do you believe them? This is an important one about character. We have to be patient. Remember that developing a deep sense of being seen by God is a journey that takes time. So being patient with yourself and trust that God is at work in your life. I just can't keep saying this enough. And again, I do this with my coaching clients. What we believe about God is going to dictate how we see the world and how we or what it is that we actually believe. And the last thing, a practical way to do this is to journal. Keep a journal, documenting your thoughts and your feelings and experiences as you work through this process so that you can kind of keep track of your progress and recognize patterns of growth so you start to gain momentum. So again, just think about acknowledging your feelings, reflecting on scripture, listening for his voice, trusting in his promises, being patient, journaling. But most importantly, just know that there is nothing that you can do that changes the fact that you are seen by God. If Jonah couldn't escape and a whale swallowed him up, there's no way that we can escape God here on this earth. We can't. Psalm 139 talks about, if I go to the depths of hell, you're there. If I'm up in the heavens, you're there. There's no way of escaping him. He's with us, even if we choose to not acknowledge that. You are deeply seen and known by God. In the quiet moments of your life, in the depths of your joys and struggle, he sees you. He sees your every thought, your every tear, your every triumph. You are not invisible to him. You are cherished beyond measure. In his eyes, you are significant, valued, and loved unconditionally. Take comfort in knowing that you are never alone, for God's gaze is always upon you, guiding you with his grace and surrounding you with his unfailing love. Amen. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.